Hey, I don't know. I just really dove right in and kind of started with this whole thought that, dreams require that you move different in this world. And I think for me, the evolution of that has really been the evolution of me as a human and the ways that I have explored what that looked like for me and the importance of really following your own intuition and deciding what speaks to you best. And a lot of us just want to get out of this part or not deal with it altogether. There is no fast pass in self-development. There is no clean, clear way to get there. But I truly believe that getting there looks like following your intuition on where to go. And I knew my whole life that it was interested in leadership. It was something that had always inspired me. And I think my whole life I was like, I want to lead, I want to be the captain, I want to be this thing. And now I'm in this interesting place in life where leadership is the byproduct of building something worth buying into and building and empowering humans to do it themselves. Like, I always thought leadership was me pressing down and telling people what to do. And what I have found is that leadership is people telling you what they can do and backing them up as they navigate that. And I don't know, it's just this beautiful thing. And leadership was always a part of my dream. But I am experiencing it in a whole different way, way that I believe I experienced it before and then lost it as a result of going away from what I knew to be true. And yeah, we're kind of breaking all that down today. It's kind of deep. Okay, let's go. Hey, you're on this journey, on this season five vibe, and everything season five, as I'm forecasting what it will look like, is all about settling into the being, the knowing, transitioning from believing to knowing, and fine-tune correcting what that looks like, and just living. And we started out this show, really thinking that this was going to happen overnight. And one of my greatest accomplishments of all of this will be just continuing on and showing an example, a real life example of what it looks like to turn your life around. And so if you're just happening upon this show in season five, you should know there are four other seasons that have followed me on this journey. This journey of turning my life around, this journey of finally getting to this place where I wasn't angry and spiteful and hateful and ego-driven. It really follows all of that. So you can go back to the start. What I will caution you is that it is unedited and pure and raw. And I was still very much in that ego hate phase of my life, and it's all lived out loud. And this whole journey has been lived out loud in truth. So you will hear me venturing into businesses that, if you follow the link that I am promising you will be there, you will end up lost. You are not going to get there. Just know that. But it's all about that journey. It was real. It was real right then. That business I was developing, that program, that course, that whatever, it was real. And this is all real. This is me living my life out loud so we can all do our dreams. Welcome to the Death of a Dream podcast. I was still thinking thoughts before I accidentally clicked start recording. Okay, so welcome to the Death of a Dream podcast where we do dreams. It's all about that shininess effect. Someone going after dreams just hits different. You know. When they walk in, you know, and everyone knows. And for some, and this is what is hard about doing it, for some, it's like offensive and abrasive. And it's like, oh no, you're showing me something that I don't want to be true. Because if you can do this, that means I can. And yikes. Or, you know, maybe it's even simpler than that. Yikes. If you can do this, it means that anything is possible. Yikes. If you can do this, it's annoying because I really want to do this. Yikes. There are a lot of kind of backers of that side and of that reality. It's just true. If you're going after something around anyone, there will be people who fall on both sides. There absolutely will be. You're not going to be moving without opposition. You just aren't. You aren't. Those people are going to say it's not possible. It's not true. It couldn't be you. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be anyone. Yeah, in a perfect world. Yeah, but the reality is, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. Come on. You can do this. You can be this. What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? Where do you want to go? How, all the things. And I can tell you, as someone who used to fall on the other side of that, where someone with a dream, with a notion, with an idea would come in and I would be instantly just like shut down, disempowered. I would go after them like, that's not possible, you can't, but only because I knew that I couldn't at that time. That's impossible, you can't really becomes this wonderful shield, right? And so those people show up in defiance, those people show up with doubts, those people show up with a bunch of curiosities and point outs, call outs that you're not thinking of. And their job is really to secure themselves in all of the reasons that they're not going after things. Right? Reasons that if you let their insecurities penetrate you in your ideas and your aspirations, you'll stop. But they aren't your limits. They're theirs. Right? Because we're all projecting our insecurities on other people. Right? And so that's like the sad side, right? And I think, honestly, if you really just look at it with love, purely with love, you begin to understand that, like, they're not saying those things to stop you. They're saying those things to stop themselves. And they're hoping that they can stop you. Because if they're successful in stopping you the same way that they have stopped themselves, then we'll all be proving that they were right, that it can't be done, that it's impossible and unreasonable to think about. And, you know, I think you just face that reality head on. You just go, yeah, no, I know that was tough for you. I know that may have been something that held you back, or I know that that may have been a thing for you. It is not for me. It will not be for me. But thank you. Because, you know, I think you thank people for that because, first off, right, they're trying to protect you. They're trying to love you. They're trying to hold you back from being hurt the same way that they were. So thank you for loving me enough to say something. And thank you for showing me that you are not someone that is equipped to come along on this journey in the same way I thought maybe you could. Because if I put my dream out in front of you, there was hope that you'd grab onto it with me and you'd say, yeah, I see it and I'm going to help you get there. If you came back with anything but that energy, then you got to go find your way to where I am. And I can't continue pulling you along with me. You got to decide. You got to find your way out. It's a waste of my energy. You know, I've seen people that just constantly stop to pull people up. And you're like, well, that's the Samaritan. That's what you're supposed to do, bring people along. But you can't bring people along who have presented their own limits time and time again. And you can't save them. They have to save themselves. This is not time to write up some curriculum, to come back, to heal them, to show them. Like, you keep living in the example, living true, living authentic, being you as you can possibly be on this journey. And if they choose to come back and ask you how, and ask you all of those things, then you can take time to pull them along. But if they're not, and they're constantly bringing that same energy, at some point, you got to relieve some weight. And if you stay in this perpetual cycle of going back to save people and try to bring people along that want no part in that kind of movement or energy, you're holding yourself back. And it's hard because you end up losing people that you really want to come along. But you're like, no, I believe that you can get there, but you can't spin your wheels. Every time that you go back to grab someone who hasn't decided to be responsible for themselves, you are choosing to not be more. It is a choice. Not choosing to continue moving forward with yourself, with what you want to do, because you have stopped to help someone else. And it's complicated to say that because I help a lot of people and I am very generous with my time, with my investment in my community, in myself, in, you know, even this platform. But I have to be very specific with how I do that. Because, you know, platforms like this are such a blessing because I can just put my thoughts, my reality, my authenticity out there for the world to see, and y'all get to decide. Nope. This lady is bananas in pajamas, and we are never going to listen to her. She has lost it. You might leave a review that confirms such things. And that's fine. But you also get to decide, is this a narrative worth following? Are dreams something that I want to keep coming back to? Do I want to keep having that conversation? Is it something that's important enough to me that I'm willing to keep driving forward in that? Is it? Could it be? Could it be, young grasshopper? And yeah, in parts of that journey, and I would say, you know, specifically, and no one wants to hear that it is a very long journey to self-discovery, to dreams, to alignment. It is not some overnight get-rich-quick scheme. I promise you, if it is, you're not going to hold on to it very long. Like, it is a long haul of consistency and continuing to drive forward and forth in this work. And should you be willing to do that? There's going to be 2 to 3 years where you don't make sense to anyone anymore. And you don't have the energy to keep rescuing them and trying to convince them to go down this path with you. And probably about year 4 and 5, you come in to understand who's going to continue leveling up. Who decided? Yep. Same. I'm not wasting my energy on the drama. I'm not wasting my energy on continuing to try this perpetual save motion that has caused me to stay stuck in life. And this save mentality, right? Of like, I gotta help people, I gotta save them, that's my job, is also just a seriously toxic narrative. People have to save themselves. They have to decide. If you decide and you decide what the prescription is for their savior, and they don't, they just go, yeah, I mean, that's easier than thinking for myself, I'll just adopt that. Eventually they'll fall out. They have to decide. My life is worth saving. My life is not where I want it to be. I want to fix these things. I want to create my life. And if all of that rings true, then I have to decide that I'm going to do something about that. And I have to decide what that doing is. And it is such a specific spiritual, spatial journey. There is no one size fits all for self-help. There is no one size fits all for self-discovery. There is no one tool that works any which way for someone. People who use shrooms to garner this depth are different from people who can get there with meditation and self-reflection alone, are different from people who can get there just reading the Bible, are different from people who can get there using no scripture at all, are different from people who can get there just being in the wilderness. I mean, it's so different for everyone. It's almost silly to think that there is a prescription pattern. Now, I think that there definitely are specific ways of getting there that are worth testing, because enough people have got there utilizing these ideologies that it's worth investigating. And it's so wonderful that some people come back and they are teachers of these methodologies because they literally transformed their own life. So, you know, and look, they're coming back to grab people. But if you watch how they're moving, the ones with real impact, they aren't using scarce methodologies of marketing. They're just moving. And you're magneted to their energetic pull. They're not sitting there and convincing you that they're the best thing in the world, that they will fix all of your problems. They're moving. And you relate to that movement because you see how they're shining different. Not that they have all the answers. You have all the answers. You are the light. You are the light. You know where to go next. And I don't think that that's your favorite thing to hear. I know that it was not mine. Like, no, someone needs to tell me. Someone has this way to get through this quicker and easier. Like, self-selection and self-navigation sounds like a lot of freaking work. What? I'm going to have to read a million self-help books? How am I going to read? When am I going to have time for that? Who's gonna buy the books? What books am I going to read? I really only have time for podcasts. Whatever that looks like is fine. But sitting here in the impossibility of it all creates this restless notion of impossibility and non-movement and not moving forward on anything is worse. Move on anything. Well, what if I don't get it right? What if I get it wrong? Good. Then you know that's not the thing. I didn't like that. You'll get better at defining what you do and don't like, even if you're moving forward on things and ideas that don't fit. You don't have to know what fits. Why do you think, like, a ton of entrepreneurs got famous and created their dream business at like 50 and 60. Over time, they tried a lot of crap on. And over time, they got more comfortable and confident with knowing that they knew. And by the time they turned that age, they were like, I don't care what y'all think. This feels good. This feels right. I'm going to move forward in this. And then they just go. Unapologetically. Flawlessly. And most importantly, authentically. This is who I am. And this is how I'm moving in this world. And there is no stopping me. Do you know? And I think oftentimes, you know, in the middle ages of what that looks like, we stop because we're insecure, because we're not sure. Do I know this? And anytime that I'm presented with that is usually when I go to research. Do I know this? Yes or no? I'm assuming I don't know everything at all points. Every single point. I only know what I know so far. I know that I'll continue working, perfecting, figuring this thing out. When it comes to dreams, that is like a never-ending tinkering for me. When it comes to my business, I think it's the exact same. I think that's why I love what I do so much. There is no one-size-fits-all for how to build a business. I enjoy strategizing and thinking through how that can be done, why it's done one way, why it's done this way, what I like about that, and how it applies to what I'm trying to accomplish with my business and how I'm trying to help the world. And early on, I really thought, like, I'm going to help so many people. This is going to be the answer. And I realized, people don't need that much help. They do need connection. They do need convenience. They do need systems and structures. But they don't need more to do. Right? They don't need assignments. You know, that's my one qualm with coaching, because I have always said, like, once we find what's right for you, really, I'm just going to continue prompting. Like, yeah, how did that feel? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? Like, fine tuning. That's really the job of whatever I might play in that role. I don't know. I don't know. If I knew, I would probably be making some money off of it. But I don't know. Like, my guidance is back to your guidance. Right? That was my favorite part about coaching. It's like, here's how I think we best prepare for this. And then when we got to the court to actually put all of that to the test, there was very little for me to do but watch the response. Watch how that preparation did or didn't work. And I loved that. I loved how competition really allowed you to see. And it's no different from, you know, as you embark on your dream journey. That's all you need. Someone help you kind of strategize. This is how we're going to go at it. And this is why. And then someone to continue guiding you. Like, okay, did you like being overwhelmed like that? Did you like taking on that many orders? Are you capable of taking on that much? Are you capable? Do you like it kind of at this volume? How would you structure it if you were going to continue balancing all of this? Do you want to stay right where you are? Is that comfortable? Is it not? Those are the questions. Not like, hey, are you making 24 bracelets? And some people do need that. And trust me, as someone who struggles with struggled early on with understanding neurodivergence of my brain and the way that it operates differently from most, and having to create my own structure for myself. You know, at points that is super helpful, but also once I got in alignment, all the doors just sort of opened naturally. There was no forcing. And the only way that I got to alignment was by continuing to come back to myself and ask those questions. Like, okay, did you like running those conferences? Hey, you got this opportunity to MC. Did you like it? No. And here are the reasons why. You know? Oh, hey, you got some opportunities to speak on some bigger stages. Did you like it? Yes. Yes. And not like, man, I loved commanding the audience's attention. And that's what I thought I would really love about it. And early on, that was what I loved. I loved being able to do that. But I think you grow in your understanding of that and leadership. You know, I always felt like I wanted to lead, but what I have learned in leadership is there is no leading necessary. Like, you don't have to command this big title. You don't have to be this special thing. You really can lead by example. You can inspire change. You can change the world with words. And I told stories, and I feel like I told stories about my experience, and I created from that, and I created with this shared experience with other people who were experiencing similar things. And we decided what fixing those situations would look like. And we came together and we brought powerful people together. And it was really amazing. It was really powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. And, you know, I thought, and in the corporate world, you did have to have a title. You did. And, you know, when I was reflecting on what was important to me, I had led so many times without. And I had this experience of the importance of other leaders maintaining relationships and other leaders being able to step up. And, you know, that wasn't the reality in the corporate world. And I had experienced the power of organically led groups and there not being a hierarchy, the power being pretty equally distributed and empowering people. And I experienced firsthand coaching when I let the power go to my head and I didn't embrace the same ideologies that had given me that power throughout my leadership. And the tides turned very quickly. Like when you don't show up the same way, because all of a sudden you put on this like ego hat, like, I know better. I am the best. and you show up with a different energy, people feel that right away. And the results are not the same. And leadership to me, as I have kind of grown into and seen myself show up different in the way that I lead. Leadership to me isn't about the one person wielding the sword. Now, leadership to me is about the confidence and surety that no matter what, if I believe that you are the person who can do this, you can. And if you cannot, I am going to be there doing it. You know, leadership to me is about taking the burnt ends of everything that's left and making what you can out of it. And showing up with enough confidence and consistency in what you're saying for people to understand how to interact and why to interact and what they're interacting with. And it's not about the things that I thought that it was about, which was like yielding command and empowering and motivating people. It's not. People are actually very motivated, self-motivated when they understand what they're contributing to. And I think that that's the true power of leadership, is creating more people who can lead the movement outside of yourself. And I think the only way to do that is to have leaders growing out of your leadership who know that if everything goes wrong, and they can't, you will. But you believe that they can. And you empower them to be the person who does. And dreams are this curious thing because they send you down this path unknowingly. And your job is to continue figuring out where you stand in all of that. As always, you're smart, you're strong, you're beautiful. What are you going to do? Change the world. I've enjoyed spending time with you, and I cannot thank you enough for making what I do possible. If you want to continue to support the show and therefore continue the development of everything that we're doing here with The Death of a Dream and the development of Local and all of the platforms that allow dreamers to do, you can go ahead and connect with us on socials at Local Shop Space and connect with me on socials at Hannah Nuss. And I would love to see you there. Go ahead and check out all of our websites and everything that we do here. I would love you to do all of that, to like, share, and comment on everything that we're doing. But bottom line, I just want you to do your dreams. And as long as you're going after the things that set your heart on fire, that's all that really matters. Change the world.